The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
You know, there are several things that are going on in Washington where we could really make a difference if we would just stop trying to, go for the big win instead of looking for the things where we could unite. You know, people say we should get money out of politics. Okay, we should get money out of politics. I agree with that. Now, how do we do that? And what does that mean? And our corporations, people, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. Because you got corporations on one side. You have unions on the other side. That's going to take us a long time to sort out. How about we do this? Let me give you this story over the weekend. Over the last several weeks, Mueller's team has been questioning George Nader. He is a Lebanese-American businessman with close ties to the UAE. Investigators are trying to determine whether the UAE tried to buy political influence during Trump's presidential campaign and administration. They're also trying to determine how George Nader has influenced White House policy. During the first few months of 2017, Nader had several meetings at the White House with Steve Bannon and Jared Kushner about American policy in the Persian Gulf. Nader is something of a Middle East mystery man. During the Clinton presidency, he was a back-channel negotiator with Syria. With Clinton's permission, he tried to secretly work out a peace deal between Syria and Israel. During the 90s, he also ran a magazine called Middle East Insight, which sometimes ran editorials by Middle Eastern leaders like President Mubarak of Egypt, Prime Minister Rabin of Israel, and Yasser Arafat. Well, this guy fell off the radar for a while, but in 2016, he somehow became an advisor to the Crown Prince of the UAE. After Trump's inauguration, Nader met with Elliot Broidy. He's a major Republican fundraiser who also owns a private security firm. With Nader's help, Broidy's security firm landed several hundred million dollars worth of contracts at the UAE. Last fall, Broidy had a private meeting with President Trump in the Oval Office. Afterwards, he sent a memo of the meeting to Nader at an encrypted email address. Apparently, we can decrypt this somehow or another. In the memo, Broidy said he advised the president to have a private meeting outside of the White House with UAE's Crown Prince. He also encouraged Trump to fire the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, because of his support for Qatar. A copy of this meeting memo was sent to the New York Times by someone, quote, critical of the UAE's influence in Washington. A spokesperson for Elliot Broidy didn't deny the memo's contents, but said that the Qatari agents hacked Broidy's computer and stole the memo. So what does any of this have to do with the Russia investigation? I have absolutely no idea. But here is my point of getting money out of politics. Can we start here? This is why President Trump, like all other presidents, needed to divest himself of all of his business holdings and interests. So we know for sure that there is no pressure point on the president. He's not trying to make deals and get special favors. It makes us feel good when everything is transparent. We need our president to be free of all influence. So now the president, he's caused trouble on his own because he's refused to get away from his business holdings. Just like President Clinton, or better yet, Hillary Clinton, she brought this on herself by having her foundation. That was trouble because, wait a minute, was she involved with Russia? Was she getting special deals elsewhere? We don't know. And I don't think we're ever going to know the real truth on either of these things. Why? Because there's too much money in politics.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.